Hello, welcome to the Monday, October 6th, 2014 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We had a couple of Nmap-related diaries from Manuel this weekend. One was just a good old firewalk and how it works and how you can use Nmap to run these scan. And then secondly, very interesting, also as of a follow-up to a lot of the discussions we had lately with the shell shock and such, that one of the important parts is to get an accurate inventory of your network. And of course, Nmap is a great tool to do that. And Manuel here is pointing out some of the Nmap options that you may find helpful in order to find, for example, DHCP servers or use ARP to get an accurate inventory of all systems on network, routing protocols, and a couple of other protocols that are often overlooked because they're not that straightforward to necessarily detect with a default port scan. And then late last week, we also had this new Mac malware, iWorm. I'm not talking about the adware we talked about, but the malware, the actual bot that used Reddit for command and control. Well, last week I suggested it's probably willingly installed by the user, and we have now a little bit more detail here. Turns out that it came with what claimed to be a Photoshop. Not sure if Photoshop was actually part of the download, but at least with Photoshop and a couple of other sort of Pirate Bay actually hosted products like Adobe Illustrators, Microsoft Office, and Parallels, this particular bot came installed with those downloads. Apple by now did publish a signature for XProtect, which is the built-in antivirus in late versions of OS X. So you should be protected from it by now via this antivirus tool. But as usual, please don't install software that you download from random places like Pirate Bay. That's how most Windows systems actually get infected as well. Then we got a little update on JP Morgan about the scale of the intrusion into this bank. Turns out that about 83 million households and businesses were affected. Now, what information exactly being affected here is a little bit iffy, but apparently no social security numbers and no account information was leaked here. But in addition to JP Morgan, 9 other companies, financial companies, were hit by the same group. And probably they learned about this after JP Morgan gave them these indicators of compromise. So JP Morgan Chase did actually better than these other banks who had to wait to be notified by JP Morgan. And then just a quick shell shock update. Mikhail Zalewski did publish now proof of concept cases for the two bugs that he covered in addition to the original shell shock bug. Remember, this was sort of bug 5 and 6 we talked about last week. First one is a little bit tricky to exploit. Second one looks like one of those simple, again, shell escape cases as the original shell shock. However, as Mikhail says here, that it's not really obvious how this actually works. He didn't quite understand it himself yet. I'll probably do a quick write-up tomorrow as I figure out more about this. But in short, you should expect, of course, more patches coming for Bash shortly in order to patch these additional vulnerabilities. The original signatures with the parentheses, squarely brackets, still apply to these new versions, in particular the last one. That's again the shell escape bug. Overall, however, in our honeypots, we have seen a little bit less of shell shock, so I think attackers are getting a little bit tired of it. We have even seen some attempts to patch systems, essentially, you know, run the respective apt-get or yum commands using this bug, which probably won't work because these bugs do attack the web server. The web server does not run with sufficient privileges on most systems to apply these patches, so those attacks would fail. However, on my patched version of OS X, and that's just applying the official Apple patch. This bug didn't work, or at least the string that Mikhail published here didn't work as is. Still going to play a little bit with that, and like I said, probably going to publish something sometime tomorrow during the day. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.